Yes, y'all. Welcome in to episode 119 of the Dumb Marks Podcast, your favorite Saturday brunch bunch. Fierce and foursome back at it again. Gentlemen, how we doing? How we living? Everybody good?
Good. How are you?
Good. Chris, is Bucky the Beaver going to be your go-to for every Saturday now on?
You know, I knew how much you loved it. So I figured, yeah, he might become the mascot of the show.
Until we get a sponsorship.
Well, I feel like Chris is working a Bucky Beaver sponsorship, but that's a whole different podcast we need to be doing. If we're sponsored by Bucky
Beaver. Working the Beavers.
Dumb Marks after dark.
Yeah. Jay, any particular reason why you're representing the Whitney Houston? Is that from the Bodyguard soundtrack cover CD? Like, what do we got going on?
This is to get on Ty's good side.
I saw you messing with some foundation this week to try to improve the melatonin in the skin. Did you settle on a particular color?
Dark mocha.
Dark mocha.
I'll be black next week. I'm officially black. My boss came in. She's like, "You matching your skin tone here?" I'm like, "Come on."
Donald rocking the champion hoodie. I like it. You know,
mm-hmm. Yeah, something playing
with the youth.
Something plain. That's it.
Champions cool nowadays. You were champion back in our day. You got beat up.
Like, basically,
mm-hmm. Starter or nothing.
It was Nike. What was it? Starter back then?
Yeah, starter. Yep.
Was it?
Yeah, I think everybody and their mother had the Charlotte Hornets starter pullover coat. I had a Boston Celtics one. I don't know why I had a Boston Celtics one. That's just what this the one my mom bought. I have no idea why. But
I think the Charlotte one was a Gabriel Brothers exclusive. That's why everybody had it.
Yeah,
I still got a San Jose Sharks in the cupboard.
I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that. Hey, that's what happens. Bougie. Listen, you get champion in Vans. Vans used to be $30. Now they're $90. Mm-hmm. You throw it in a rap video nowadays, and it's on like price skyrockets. So yeah.
Dave's starting the dad jokes early this morning.
I think I'm gonna start wearing my high school clothes on here. Found a pocket shirt in the cupboard. It's time to get rid of
the big Hugo Boss jeans.
Yeah,
Boss on the back.
I still got some Platinum FUBUs.
Well, welcome in, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, rocking out with your boys each and every Saturday. As always, hey, do me a favor. After the show, when the audio drops, go over to Anchor, download, subscribe, listen, whatever you got to do over there.
Good to know, Dave. Thank you.
Reading, whatever. Let us know how you're enjoying the new format. This is still Bell to Bell with the weekly recap, but we changed things up as the boys debuted last week. Gentlemen, thank you for holding down the fort last week. Okay. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're a decade in with the anxiety and panic and the mental health, some days are better than others. And last Saturday was just a bad day for me. I wouldn't have been able to get on here and do the show justice or proper, bring the energy that's needed. So I appreciate it. I know I kind of hitchens out of left field, late notice, and sometimes that's how it is. So I apologize, but thank you for holding it down. I did listen back to the show. Good job last week. Everybody, you know, provided insight and do what we do. So
yeah, nothing to apologize for, man.
Yeah, it just you know, and obviously we're going to get into some stuff here, but you know, the big news that broke this week, which made it really hard for me to watch wrestling, was the passing of Jay Briscoe, 38 years old. So, you know, I just turned 39. Didn't realize we were same age.
I didn't know that he was around
our age. And what was messed up was Mark just had a birthday on Wednesday, the following day. He turned 38. So, I don't know about you guys, but coming off the weekend where I had my, you know, my stuff, and then that news broke, I turned on NXT. I watched a little bit of Raw. I was flipping back and forth between that and the playoff game. Turned on NXT right around a little before nine or whatever, and then they gave Vic gave the announcement, and then I'm like, Jay, I'm thinking Briscoe, like the older Briscoe. You know, it didn't hit right away. So then I saw like Booker T was emotionally short, like you could see it hit him hard on screen. So I didn't even think like Jay Briscoe, right? Like, so I hopped on Twitter, and then I saw everything, and I'm like, oh wow, like this is you know, something that I don't think we've dealt with, although we've had wrestlers pass recently, but like I don't know, for some reason this one hit different for me. You know, and it was very hard for me to tune in and actually watch wrestling the rest of the week, which I didn't do at all. So like, what up, Nate?
What up?
But his passing, you know, I rock a little bit harder with the Briscoes than some of you do on this show. You know, they're trios of matches with FTR last year. You know, going back to Jay singles run with him versus Jay Lethal, like I've rocked with the Briscoes for a long time. And I couldn't really think about a wrestler's passing that hit me the way that this one did. You know, Eddie's was sudden, but that didn't really, I didn't really feel that one as much as I did this one. Owens, I don't even remember how old I was whenever Owens happened, but I wasn't.
That was 99, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't watching that pay-per-view live, so mm-hmm. like I didn't see it. You know, I found out next night on Raw when you tuned in, because back then you didn't get instantaneous updates. So like tuned in to Raw and it was like, oh shit, like this happened last night on the pay-per-view. Like, so, but for whatever reason, this one hit me hardest the most. And I don't know, like I said, if it was just me coming off the weekend that I had personally, plus with how, you know,
there's hard Brody Lee.
Brody's was sudden, but like there were reports that he was, something may be going on with him, even though nothing was ever confirmed. yeah, Whitney.
Was that yours, Nate, or are you just thinking that's Jason's?
So yeah, it just you know, real tragic situation. Obviously, the wrestling world really came together. There were a lot of love and support, positive vibes. You know, certain shows that I watch on a regular basis, you know, they like to give flowers while people are still around, because every so often we do it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You never really know. So yeah, it was just different this week.
I like your shirt, Jason.
Hey, it's the voice.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say for how sudden it was. And I just feel bad for everything that family's going through right now with the way that accident happened.
Yeah, there was some updates given. There was an official statement read from a family friend, updates given on the medical condition of both his daughters. From what I read, they got a long road to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, both appear to be in stable condition last I saw. So that's good. But yeah, you want to talk about just a world being turned upside down on you instantly. It's a very, very sad situation. You know, I immediately thought of Dax right away because of, you know, his outpouring last year and his story and sharing of what he's dealt with mental health and everything else. And I was glad that he, you know, put a post out and tweeted out, you know, thanking everybody for checking in on him, saying he was okay. You know, rang the little bell on the Casa Azul for a little shot, so to speak. But yeah, man, just I couldn't get into wrestling. I just couldn't do it. It was bigger. It was bigger than that this week. Like somehow it just didn't feel right just watching. And I know we cover it and we got to and everything else, but sometimes I don't know. Just it allowed me to kind of step back, take perspective of some things, which you never want to do given the situation. But it was a, I guess it was a much needed break that I didn't know I needed, so to speak. Right. But yeah, so I read up on some recaps. I am familiar what happened. So, you know, where do you guys want to go this week? Do you want to, and thoughts and prayers out to Jay's family, GoFundMe out there. If you want, donate, every little bit helps. I saw people were posting snaps of some of the people that donated. You know, I saw a thing from Cornette, which was a little surprising, but you know, I guess he's not as a complete scumbag as the internet likes to portray him.
Like you said, bigger than wrestling.
Yeah, bigger than wrestling, right?
Usually, when stuff like this happens, they take care of their own in there. So
yeah,
and it was good to see WWE recognize it.
Yes,
even with Don West, I do believe.
They did. Yep, Cole did Don West. You know, and I don't know if it's true or not, but the segment that the New Day was planning to have, they switched and pulled because it was supposed to be a funeral segment. And it, like, so that if that was planned, then they did call an audible on the fly. Kudos, you know, kudos to Shawn Michaels and them guys running NXT Live and doing that and realizing that, you know, would have been in really bad, poor taste and would not have gone over well.
New Day came out dressed up like real nice, so definitely could have been.
Yeah, so but this week, wrestling wise, where do you guys want to go? You lead the ship. You guys are steering. I'll comment and fill in based off of what you guys break down and let me know.
I didn't see that, Nate. I'm not sure what happened. I didn't read the results from last night's event either. I know Wrestle Kingdom was earlier this morning, so
who did he lose to?
So is that bad? Is the New Japan Noah thing back on? Like I saw a couple of them guys show up at press conferences after Wrestle Kingdom. I know they did that last year, but is that back on as far as you know, company type storyline, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, kicked in the face and went full on shoot. No, I didn't see that. I'll have to go look that up after the show.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wow.
You got Okada going full on shoot.
Yeah, you must have did something wrong.
Yeah, he's a pro's pro if you're doing that. Who was he in the ring with?
Yeah, who did he fight? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, New Japan, like I said, we talked about it a couple weeks ago coming off of Wrestle Kingdom and Jay White's contract status up in the air and everything else. And
there's someone else I saw. Their contract's up in February, I think. So that's things might be changing there.
You got Ospreay's coming up at, you know, the beginning of 2024. So he got a year left on his deal. And he put some comments out there about AEW and being the top wrestling promotion for wrestling. So he may be making his way over here. Who knows? But landscape of New Japan may be changing. You know, I don't think it'll change as drastically as it did in 2016 whenever all those guys left, because that was like the top heavy hitters. But if you got like Jay White and Ospreay and them leaving, you know, who's left to step up and fill those shoes from a foreigner perspective, right? Like you had Kenny, Cody, Bucks and all them leave, and then you had Ospreay filling, you had you know, Jay White step up. Jeff Cobb came in and did some stuff. You know, Juice Robinson was a bigger deal. Like, you had some guys there already to be pushed up. I don't know who's there now that could step in for that.
Yeah. And they were almost close to being, like, homegrown, too, talent for them, for how long they've been there.
Yeah. Right.
Like, Jay White in the dojo and all that stuff, so –
they got a deep roster, though, so they can definitely call some people and change some stuff up in the next year. Oh, thanks, man.
All right. So where you guys want to go? Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore. Let's get into Mount Rushmore for the week. Where you guys want to go? Who's on your Mount Rushmore this week?
Ty's contract is coming up.
You know, Ty and EC3 promos back and forth together is just going to be a hell of a watch.
Yes, it would be. Donald, I mean, me and you kind of tie together, so you want to start us off?
I only had one person on my Mount Rushmore out of four, and I had the Young Bucks this week because I think that's how stars are supposed to put over young talent. That was the only thing that really, really caught my eye this week out of all the shows.
I saw a tweet that got sent out. The Young Bucks were very egotistical for putting over Top Flight.
I chuckled at that.
I mean, this is what, 2 years too, not 2 years too late, but this is later than what we expected or where Top Flight was going to be at, right?
Yeah.
Because of all the injuries that Darius had, Dante had to go off on his own, turned into a huge single star.
Dante okay? I seen him limping after the match. I'm hoping it's just.
I didn't see anything else come out.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. I was like, please don't. Win a match and be on the shelf. Here's your push. Yeah.
That is
the
story. That is the normal.
Yeah. So they, I mean, the Young Bucks did it with Private Party when they had that tag team tournament for the belts and all that stuff. So it was good to see older wrestlers finally doing something with the young talent.
I wasn't expecting Top Flight to win.
I wasn't expecting it either.
It was a swerve for sure. But after it happened and reading about it, because again, I didn't watch anything, it makes sense because why would the Bucks need a win there whenever they're trios champions, right? Yeah. The focus is on them as trios. So why not use them in tag team competition to elevate some people and get some people up, you know, whether or not they do anything with Top Flight moving forward. But this is a good start to 2023 for them. And see where the plans go because, like you said, they made them in one night.
My only takeaway is Dante didn't win. Darius got the pin.
So the push still isn't there then for Dante, huh?
Yeah. So yeah.
What do you think will? Will the trios titles overshadow the tag team titles this year based on who has them right now?
I think so.
Because right now I think this is the mix where a Top Flight could win the tags, where Austin and Colton can win the tag match or the tag belts. So you'll probably have your bigger names on the trios title.
I mean, I think right now the Acclaimed still popular as ever. And, it's like we were talking even on Wednesday. It's like Young Bucks came out and they didn't even have the trios titles on them Wednesday night. So it's like weird a week after they win it that they don't bring the belts out, showcase it. But
I think if them and House of Black go at it, it'll overshadow.
And then was it last week? I think it was FTR or Dak saying that they're going to take a break or something.
Dax on his podcast, FTR asked for a break. Mm-hmm. No timetable set how long, but they were granted to take time. Their contract is up in April. He said flat out, we got to figure out what we're going to do because this next move is going to be the final move. They're coming off their best year ever. From an in-ring perspective wise, they organically got over with the crowd as baby faces. So they got to decide exactly how they want to proceed and what they want to do, because this is probably going to be their last crack and go round, however long of a contract they sign. So
FTR contracts are up in April, which is around the same time frame CM Punk is supposed to be better.
Donald, what's the same?
Your next trio's champs. It's all work.
I'm telling you.
So what's wrong with Punk that he's going to be better at that point?
So he supposedly tore his tricep, didn't he?
It's time to give it up, man.
It was either his tricep or his bicep. He did something.
I think it was his try. His tricep.
In the last match, because he won the belt, and immediately it was like, oh, he's going to have to drop it, and they're going to have to go right back to being interim again.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm thinking with FTR being on their break and that stuff, there's a lot of, you know, teams that could bow for the AEW tag titles now.
I mean, we got the full... Willow going full Ahmed Johnson attempting to murder.
You're a week late, man.
Hey, that, I will say this: I cringed more at the clips that everybody put out of the powerbomb after the fact on social media than watching it live. Like, I watched it live and was like, "Ooh, like that's not how that's supposed to go."
Yeah. I was the reverse on that.
But people kept clipping it and putting it out there, and I would be scrolling through the timeline and see it. And every time it was I had to look away. And then after a while, I just stopped even going on social media until it got out of the cycle and off the timeline, because I couldn't watch it anymore. Like,
Hey, Willow was. I saw it too.
Sidebar, because I know we're on the Bucks with Mount Rushmore. Sidebar. Do you think they're setting up the first ever women's Blood and Guts?
Could be. I'm hoping it's done. Like that match was a payoff. Doesn't need to go further.
They don't need to.
Yes.
What do you think of the heel turn with Tony and Soraya?
Did nothing for me.
It did. Didn't do anything, because I think there's a ton of heels in AEW. Yeah,
was this in the cards, or are they booking the fan reaction?
I think they're leaning in towards the fan reaction towards.
And then they had this whole us against the homegrown.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what's making Ruby turn. Ruby's gonna turn because she's from out this side.
But like, whenever Soraya, you know, went to Tony in the backstage thing a few weeks ago, it's like that kind of felt like tarnish a little bit. You know? So it's like, I don't know, maybe I didn't care about this week since I kind of saw it coming. But
I mean, we know Hater's over, like, and I think it'll be real easy for Britt to flip. Like, I don't see Britt having the problems being a babyface that Charlotte Flair has problems being a babyface. Like, I caught that whenever I did turn on SmackDown last night, I did catch that promo segment between her and Sonya Deville, and like, I just can't buy Charlotte as a babyface.
No.
Like, just can't do it. I could never buy Rick as a babyface. I can't buy Charlotte as a babyface.
She said it's hard to pull off for herself.
Yeah.
So
I could take Rick as a babyface, but you know, for Charlotte, just it doesn't, even though, you know, her personality I think fits the babyface more than the heel. It just works better for her.
Yeah.
All right. So Chris,
they made her step down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hater is full undisputed champ.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Thunder is not supposed to be back until like March, I think.
Wow.
She did post something that, you know, she's gonna be coming back soon, but not in the ring. So I guess she's gonna start traveling with them soon.
I mean, her a back is a back, right? Like, that's the worst fear for a wrestler is having their back go. So hopefully she can come back and be good again. But we'll see. So, Chris, you're Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Mine kind of ties in with Donald, so I mean, I don't have to go too much on it because we kind of covered some of it, but mine was Top Flight. So, you know, Donald, like the Young Bucks for helping put them over. It was nice to see Top Flight finally getting that, you know, like we all said, the delays and of their, you know, their hot and cold starting and stopping due to injuries, but hopefully they both stay healthy. Hopefully we can move forward with this and they get where they need to be. Jason, I like your opinion. You know, maybe they'll get the tag titles right now while the trios title's kind of popular. So,
and it went on TV.
I mean, it went on TV helps.
Yes, yeah, right? It definitely helps.
Not darker elevation and a win on actual TV.
Even though they could put in the trios tag too, with AR.
With AR, like I would love to see, and that would be a good feud for Bucks and Kenny off the bat.
Yes,
but I don't know if they kind of came back as baby faces, so I don't know if you want to flip them right back to being heel going up against Top Flight and AR, because you know.
And I see AR more of a fit for Ring of Honor when they get started.
Which I'm okay if you move Top Flight over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yeah.
Like we still have no idea how this roster is going to shake out.
No.
And they still haven't announced when the ROA shows are going to start. Obviously, with Jay, you know, passing suddenly, I don't know if that's going to cause a delay or what. I know Tony Khan was on, I forget what he was on yesterday or the day before interview, but he, like, they were the Briscoes, they were going to be the cornerstone, the flagship, and it was all going to be built off of them, which makes sense. They're the most decorated ROH tag team of all time. Run with it and build it. That's your foundation block that you build from there. So obviously things will have to change, but I wouldn't mind seeing them get kicked over to ROH.
Mm-hmm. You can definitely keep them going.
You're
my Rushmore for
week. I couldn't put Dom up there 2 weeks in a row, so I just. I just went with Daniel Bryan because he's two bangers back to back. And if this is what we're going to get going for this whole week or this whole feud leading up the thing, I'm here for it.
We just talked about the Young Bucks making Top Flight. If you weren't familiar with Bandido prior to Bandido coming into AEW, he was made on Wednesday night. I already knew what Bandido was about prior to him coming in. So I knew it was going to be another banger. And sure enough,
for me, it was just all the intricate holes they put on in the match.
Damn, you two agree on something.
I mean, it's kind of hard.
Daniel Bryan? Bryan Danielson. Let me get it right for the.
And look at that, Dave. We all pick AEW this week.
The hate is not real.
There might be a fall off next week with Brian Cage. So
I don't think there will be. Huh? I really don't.
I think it'll be hard hitting, but
Cage.
Steve said banger Cage's, after banger after banger.
Oh yeah,
Cage is a hoss that can fight like a small guy. Mm-hmm. Like if you're familiar with him at all, you know what he did in Lucha Underground and even in Impact to an extent. His AEW run to this point has not been indicative of who he is in the ring bell to bell. So I think it's a great thing putting him in there with Danielson based on how hot Brian is right now and led them to tear it down.
If this can build Cage, hey.
I mean, if you look at Danielson's run in AEW match for match-wise right now, it's kind of hard to say he's not the best wrestler in the world.
No, like,
that was last year. But nah, our boy B-Mac put out a tweet with literally just about damn near every match Danielson has had. And it's hard to find one that did not live up to the billing. Like, I even forgot about him and Dustin, like their match. Him and Christopher Daniels, like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, like, there's matches on here. Him and Ethan Page, like, I'm like, oh shit, like, looking at the graphic, I'm like, it instantly came back to my mind, but like, it's hard to find one on here that has not been just absolutely tremendous.
Feels one, like, each one makes you forget the last one.
Which just goes to show you how good of a performer he is. Because if he could have that good of a match with Takeshita last week, and then he comes out and has this one with Bandido this week, and it's like, you don't even remember the one he had last week.
All right, so MJF's a heel, so there can always be shenanigans in this match whenever it happens. But you build him up so much with this, you know, the matches are so amazing. Like, how does he not go over in that match?
The fans were turning on Brian last night, on Wednesday. I guess because just who was in the ring with, but I wonder if this is part of the storyline. Well, no, he got Cage next week. He's no face, so.
Yeah, I think from a wrestling perspective, style-wise, Takeshita and Bandido fit that AEW audience so well. So, not saying that that's the reason why they started to turn a little bit, or you saw more cheers for Bandido, but like, you got two people in there that just fit AEW. If you were writing down what a wrestler does on paper to get that crowd excited, those two do exactly what gets that crowd excited. So the change of pace with Cage is nice. Get a bigger guy in there with a smaller guy, you can work all that, you know, power versus speed, you know, power moves versus chain wrestling. Like, you can do all that stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how they put the match together to tell the story.
Then he set it up. It was like, win or lose, I don't care, as long as you break his arm. So a loss does nothing for Gage here. You get paid.
Right. But to your point, Chris, if Danielson's going to go on this 6-week run or 7-week run, however many weeks it is between last week and then the pay-per-view, it's going to be kind of hard not to have him go over in an Iron Man match.
Yeah.
So I think you could have the shenanigans, like you said, and have MJF walk out with a, you know, a last second victory due to some type of BS, but you could parlay it into more than one match. We don't really see a lot of back-to-back championship matches in AEW.
No.
So maybe this is the first time we get, you know, a feud with multiple matches between champion and challenger. But at some point, like you said, either he goes over and has his title run, or he just – they're using this to cement him as best in the world and then have MJF go over to raise MJF's stock even more.
That's what I see you doing.
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm seeing too.
Mm-hmm. And with MJF, if it leads into another feud, you know it's going to be a long, drawn out. It's not going to be another – we'll have a championship match 2 weeks in Dynamite. It's going to be something to build upon. So
I just – if you have MJF go over Punk and go over Danielson, it's like, okay, well, who's he going to lose to? Who's going to be that guy?
Could have been Wardlow.
And maybe we circle back around the Wardlow.
Yeah, you got to build
maybe by All Out. You know, maybe by All Out, Wardlow's off TV right now.
Dust him off, bring him back out.
He's regrowing his hair.
God damn it, Ty.
Oh, he forgot all about him for a minute.
My listen, we cannot curse. I don't know if you saw this. Sidebar. I don't know if you saw this, but YouTube. Not that we make money off this show yet. We eventually would like to make money off this show. Head over to Anchor, download, subscribe so we can, you know. But YouTube is retroactively taking money away from content creators based off of language. So
Frogger not be bull donkey.
Even though they have YouTube kids, you know. But yeah, that's a big thing that I saw in the content role.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey.
We're getting there, Dave. We're getting there. The buffet's not fully out yet. So yeah.
Nate wants to twist this one in.
Oh, this guy.
It's not happening.
You and Dave can go eat that terrible Skyline chili together. That's the worst thing in the world. Sadly, I hate to say that the Bills are probably the most likely higher seeded team to lose this weekend, in my estimation. But we'll see how it all plays out. So
I don't even know what Gold Star is.
I don't know, probably some. I've heard of Skyline. I don't even think I'll drive around Cincinnati. Like I'm like going nowhere near Cincinnati.
New segment: Doug Marsh Dry Chili.
Cold starts.
So there was nothing. There was nothing else. There was nothing else for you guys. Like you guys only had one this week. Like Mount Rushmore wise. Like,
oh, I had a couple other ones, but what? that was my top one. It's a Mount Rushmore four.
I had Dominic on there. He's continuing the.
Well, I thought I was off last week, so I didn't realize that it was just one from each person for Mount Rushmore.
Oh, it wasn't doing four a piece.
No. Well, I mean, there is not that much good wrestling here.
I think Rhea's an honorable mention.
Wait, what? Cinnamon rolls belong with chili.
He's on.
Florida man high on bath salts. Cinnamon rolls belong with chili. Hell out of here.
No.
Rhea to me would be honorable mention. Again, tremendous. I actually want to see her in Solo. Like that's how good it is.
Yeah. But how many times have we said this about Rhea whenever they pair her up with a guy? You know, like they just need to have a match. They just need to have a match. It's like, well, I don't think it's happening, but
Kofi was on Graves's podcast and he said, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but he was on recently and said, hey, I see Rhea winning an IC or a US title this year.
I'd be okay with that.
Like, let her get in there.
She's definitely one you could throw in a men's rumble.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Just
Steve, I said that last week about Jordynne Grace. I think that she could easily be where Tessa was and be the Impact champion. It could easily have her and Josh Russell sometime this year.
Rhea would be an honorable mention for me. The Bloodline. Tremendous. We're going to do our Royal Rumble predictions next week, so I'm going to save my tirade on that. But just tremendous everything they did last night. Reading over it. Who else? Love with the Impact coming off of Hard to Kill. Great showing. They carried it over, continued it Thursday night. Love what they did with Bully Ray and Mickie James. I don't know if this is going to open the door for Aldis to come into Impact because he's out there now. The history's there. Not he would want to.
I'll say that.
Not yet, but I mean, you could see if it's
going to happen. No, I've read the spoilers. Not yet.
No.
I'm caught up through February right now. So
look at you.
He read the book.
Yeah, so that was an honorable mention for me. Mine this week, I just Jay Briscoe for everything. I mean, go back, you can go through his catalog. No need to be said about what he did in the ring bell to bell. one of the more believable wrestlers in pro wrestling. Him and Mark both. But, you know, the sharing of who he was outside of the ring and what he did.
Who's that, Nate? I haven't heard anything other than Freddy's.
Yeah, but Freddy's, like, died quicker than it got started.
It was good for, like, 2 weeks. That was it.
There's going to be a bunch of releases coming, so it could start right back up.
Well, it's only office people right now that are being released. Yeah.
Right. For now.
So yeah, Jay for me, Mount Rushmore. Yeah. So I don't, you know, nothing else needs to be said other than what we've already covered with him and that. But you know, the light on who he was outside of the industry and how, you know, he changed from the tweets that were sent out years ago, and Warner Media.
Not cool, Ty. Not cool.
Warner Media not letting AEW really do what they wanted to do. So, yeah, we'll see.
Now, where will they be airing that?
No.
So, that's going to be on
Warner. It'll
be on Honor Club. Tony Honor already Club said YouTube. That it'll be on Honor Club and YouTube.
Yeah, no Warner.
Don't know when it's going to be on there, but yeah. It will be. And he also said that he wanted to bring in more people, but obviously due to the timing and logistics, weren't able to. Mm-hmm. So there'll be multiple tribute shows throughout the year. So yeah, I saw a lot of people calling for the, you know, the finisher, the J Driller, to be the official name for the move now, as a tribute to him. So yeah, Jay Briscoe, Mount Rushmore for me this week.
All right, Donald, you got a game for us this week.
Yes. So another new game we're starting, What If. So basically going to take something in wrestling history and tweak it on the other side of what if this would have happened. So
similar to what Marvel did with the What If series. This is the Dumb Marks Wrestling edition of What If.
All right, so here goes the first one for us. Back in May 27th, 1996. An episode of Nitro occurred. Two jobbers named Mahler and Steve Dahl wrestled a random TV match. A couple of minutes later, a guy walks down through the crowd. Slick black hair, jeans,
the most obvious one ever.
Yes. Toothpick in his mouth, he gets in the ring and says, "You know why I'm here. You know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. What if Scott Hall didn't make that trip down the steps? Ultimately, what would be the course of wrestling if the NWO never existed?"
So a lot
we're going to erase NWO just for Scott Hall not being starting it off.
Yes. So the NWO don't exist at all.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a perfect timeline right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what if you're screened right now? What if Donald wasn't on the show? We want to get the most obvious what if.
I think Thanos is trying to snap you right now, Donald.
That's me.
You're all pixelated on our end.
I mean, we saw this. Well, at least I saw this being talked about. You know, whenever Scott passed, you know, people out there, what would have been and everything else. Obviously, we don't get the 83 weeks. We don't get the, you know, Nitro being on top. We don't get the all the people jumping ship, you know, the guaranteed contracts, like, you don't get none of that.
Dave.
I think if we get Razor Ramon strictly in WWE, WCW doesn't elevate to the heights that it was. I don't think the company selling to Vince McMahon and going under is as big of a deal as it was. Hell, I don't even think they make it to 2002 or whatever year it was that they sold. And I think Razor Ramon would have been that intercontinental guy that never won a WWE championship. Ooh.
would you think the attitude error, WWF's attitude error, would have ever been in play?
I think so. That just came with the time. Something needed to change.
So it would have just came with that new generation flow.
Yeah. Something.
I mean, ECW still would have been there. So that could have, you know, that was kind of what pushed the NWO and ECW is what pushed it to becoming attitude. But
I don't think you get the, I don't think you get it to the extent that it was.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you take away the shock and awe, you take away the surprises, you take away the fans flipping back and forth from, you know, TNT to USA. You know, I don't think you get the Sable, the, you know what I mean? Like,
without the NWO, is there a DX?
Yeah.
You know. Ty brings up a good one. Does the screw job still happen?
No.
No.
Because Brett's not going for that big money. Would he have left? Probably, because Vince said, hey, I can't afford to pay your contract.
No.
Does he go, you know, does he go and jump ship? No, I think he would probably have left and then came back at some point.
But this is, but I mean, this actually, like, is a really interesting point here with this, Donald, because without the attitude, like if the attitude error doesn't, you know, take off because and save the company, basically, because we all heard how many financial troubles WWF had at that time. And that, you know, they needed something to, they put all their eggs in the basket with the Attitude Era and just let it ride to see if it takes off.
Would they still be around?
Would they still be around? Yeah.
I mean, you don't get Stone Cold, you don't get The Rock. Like, those dominoes completely change everything. Would they have still been stars? Probably, because those are like generational guys that aren't going to come around every day. Right, like Undertaker is still going to be Undertaker, regardless if Scott Hall went to WCW or didn't. Mm. But I think some of those other guys that got elevated and became the names that they were, you know, does, like, and this is later on down the road, but, you know, is there a Batista based on how things change and go? Like,
there'd be no X-Pac.
On WCW side, on WCW side, I was thinking like the older wrestlers would have fizzled out, so would they had to push Goldberg sooner than what they would have?
I don't think Goldberg's trajectory is as high as it is, or it takes off the way that it does. He wasn't ready for that.
What would be with Sting? You know, his whole thing was,
Sting.
There's
no Crow Sting.
Yeah.
Or maybe you had Croston, but does it fit as well without having the NWO to battle against?
No,
because Hogan never would have been
advocate. You don't have Hollywood.
No.
So we'd still be saying our prayers, eating our vitamins, running yellow from 1982 to 2023.
Exactly. Wouldn't they?
Yeah, and I'd still be a fan.
Would brother be a positive? <It's not> negative.
Nah, I think he'd run his course. He would run his course eventually.
Yeah, he would run. Yeah.
I mean, would the
cruiserweights run his course faster?
Would the cruiserweights be a bigger deal? If you don't have the NWO as your, you know, your rock of the show each and every single week. Mm-hmm. The cruiserweights were the alternative to that, and also to WWE, because they didn't have wrestlers doing that stuff. Do those guys become bigger stars? Does Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, do they leave and go to WWE? Does Jericho leave and go to WWE? Or do those guys stay and get elevated and they become champions in WCW? Is Booker T a 5-time champion?
Alex Wright becomes world champion.
Glacier would have had a bigger spot. Because during that time, it was just all gimmicks back then.
Yeah. See, Nate, I disagree there. I don't think WWE puts a spotlight on those guys at all.
Because they never had. What if they had the money to even bring them in? Would Mike Awesome been better talent than being that 80s guy?
I mean, you get Mike Awesome from ECW.
That's one thing WCW completely shit the bed on, was any ECW talent.
Yeah.
God, so awful. That was all, what, they brought in the ECW talent pretty much whenever Vince Russo was in charge down there, so that kind of explains that.
Blake.
Dennis Rodman joined Harlem Heat instead of the NWO.
Imagine those promos with Sister Sherry. Booker would have dropped a word more than once.
That would have been the first hurt business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you don't get the Malone Rob or the Malone Rodman tag match.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
all the celebrities come in, like Tyson did with DX, because DX wouldn't exist right then.
Yeah,
I think WWE would have still had the celebrities.
I was gonna say, you could have still had some celebrities
and in celebrities,
WCW too, just because of that was Warner bringing them in, but would have had. I don't think it would have had the impact it did.
Is Eric Bischoff still relevant?
He don't have a wouldn't have a, yeah. a stake to claim.
Man,
the roster's old.
Yeah.
His opinion would be about his Disco Inferno right now.
It would. It makes me want to see that WCW. What could they have done without the NWO? Because you figure for how much the NWO ran that program for so long. What could they have done differently?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would the wrestling just have taken over, like what Steve said with the cruiserweights or guys like Malenko and Jericho? But
Chris
be a Rey Mysterio fan.
A Rey Mysterio fan back in the day.
But to extrapolate it out to the 30,000 feet bird's eye view, does wrestling have 9 million viewers a week?
Hmm.
Are they getting the covers of TV Guide?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think it would be as big. Yeah. I think it'd still be around. Wouldn't be as big.
Would WWE ever have gone public?
I was just thinking that. I don't think they would have ever gone public.
We're coming up on the sale-wise. Like,
yeah.
That is – to steal a line from Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor, that may be the most important pivot in pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you take that away and everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even really contextualize exactly what would have gone on based off of that one domino.
Like, I think you still could have had some of the fallout in wrestling. Like, hey, ECW just ran out of money. That's why they closed up. I think that would have still happened. AOL Tom Warner could have still went in and bought WCW and still shut it down when they did. But everything else, definitely, you know.
Would they have bought it?
I mean, they didn't buy it for WCW.
We wouldn't get the Ocho. No, we would not have the Ocho.
You wouldn't have the Blue World Order either.
He still would have been a wizard, but we would not have had the Ocho. I mean, while it was an obvious one, Donald, I mean, it does, you know.
It was good. I like that.
I wanted it more for the talk, the conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you can just, you know, your imagination can run wild and you can fantasy book it any which way you want, but legitimately, I, you know, brought it up, and as we're talking through it, I'm trying to think, like, the only other pivot point in wrestling that I think would be, well, no, I'll save it, because if I'm going to do what if, then I'll bring it up, because it'll piggyback off of this, so maybe I'll do a what if to piggyback off this whenever it's my turn. Ty, we're not reading that one. We're definitely not reading that one. See, Blake, you jumped the gun there and piggyback what I was gonna top. The only other
so stay tuned.
Bigger pivot point. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Good.
There'll be others.
Good little discussion there. Like all right, who do we got for Jabroni of the Week? Now, Jabroni of the Week, is this strictly wrestling-wise or is this anything-wise?
Whatever you want it to be, man.
Anything-wise in wrestling. All right. For me, I'll start. Almost got to go. I mean, he had on that cosplay Mortal Kombat ninja get-up hoodie, cloak, whatever he had on, and MVP took it off, and he's still the same person. Get him out of here, please.
They said Velma's the Jabroni of the Week.
Yeah, watch that. I haven't watched it yet. That's a good pick for Jabroni of the Week right there. There was not Kenny didn't pop up here, but it was not highly rated. There was a lot of people upset with the show itself. So can't all be home runs.
No. Donald, I'm going with you. I'm going with almost just horrible. Like, I get probably coming back for the Rumble, you know, just to be an entrant in there, but that man needs to get off my TV. I didn't miss him, and I don't want to see him ever.
No.
But, like, how do you play a role in the Hurt Business when you were?
I know.
Velma's just white bread and butter, and Jason will be all over it. It'll be his favorite show.
Power slap.
I saw a lot of Chris Nowinski was out there. Hey, don't support this show. This is CTE live on screen. Like, do not make this a thing.
People did not tune in for it. The ratings for that show were horrible. Like, not even
over 200,000.
Dynamite did, I think, like around like 900,000.
And like, they lost 700,000 people.
What you usually try to hope for is at least half the audience to stay and continue on. You know, that's when you consider it a success, if at least half the audience will stay. No. When that much of a drop happens, that's ridiculous.
It's not a TV show. It's for clips. It's only good for clips.
Yeah, it almost reminded me of Ultimate Fighter, because I did watch the first couple minutes of it, and it was like, that's the way it was, that we're going to see this like made as Ultimate Fighter. And then you'll see like the matches and you'll get the clips out of it. But I didn't watch the whole thing. Just from the little bit that I saw, I watched through like the first commercial break, and it's like, no, like, that's not what I wanted. But
I don't know. It's hard for something that's not based in America that blew up to come over into the States and catch on.
Too soon, Blake. Too soon.
Yeah, no, they did not. Like, they did not, but I saw a lot of that. A lot of those comments were out there. Like, hey, Warner Media, this is what you chose to put on.
Yeah,
and this is the guy who's running it, and he's out here, you know. So,
but you can't have a.
All right, here we go. Here's one that I want to talk about. Danny should have turned the other cheek.
Really, Cam?
Here we go.
Nah.
So here's the topic, right? This is a good topic to get into, because initially I read it and I was like, all right, they don't know what they're doing. But then I thought about it some more and I'm like, well, they were in a lose-lose situation, right? Everybody already, from the minute he got hurt, everybody already said he'll be back at Rumble.
Yeah.
Right. That was the initial, okay, it's coming back at Rumble. The Dirt Sheets, say what you will about them, but they would have all have reported it prior to the Rumble that he was coming back at the Rumble. Yeah. What good is a surprise if it's not really a surprise? Yeah. So as much as I hated it whenever the video dropped and he said, I'm back at the Rumble, even though technically he's not medically cleared yet.
I've heard that too.
It may just be a formality at this point, but there's no point in having a surprise that's not a surprise. And allegedly, they're very happy with the surprises that they do have lined up for the Rumble. So why not just put it out there? I think if you go, if you were to do DraftKings, Cody would be the favorite to win the Rumble. So just, like, just yeah. get it out there, get it out the way. Like,
did they start these vignettes, and did anybody think this isn't like Dakota announcing his Rumble return?
Yeah,
I mean, like, if they wouldn't have done them, then that's another story. But yeah, as soon as they start, it's just like, well, we know where this is leading to. I'm ready for Cody to return. I miss Cody on TV.
Yeah.
Now, if he was still in AEW, would you be saying that? Because I saw a whole lot of that too. WWE stands that Cody hasn't been injured and he has been off TV. They love him so much. They can't wait to have him back on their screen, and he's going to win the Rumble and go on and win the battle at WrestleMania, and it's going to be the greatest celebration ever. If he was still in AEW, none of that shit would be – none of that stuff.
What?
Damn it.
You're trying.
None of that stuff would be said right now.
Like, so if he was still in AEW and injured, like, I wouldn't be excited for him to return? Is that what you're saying?
The love and outpouring for him coming back would not be what it is right now.
But from who?
I think there still would be.
But from who? From the AEW fans or the WWE fans?
Because we said this right when Cody left. It's like Cody, the fans like Cody. They just liked to act like they didn't like him. It's like it was
you that said whole, that. I didn't agree with that. I didn't think that.
Because it was everything that you saw online and in the audience every week. It's just like if he has a match, he would get cheered by the audience, but he would get booed whenever he comes out. So like, hey, they like to boo him, but they still loved him at the same time.
The John Cena.
I said that he was a WWE guy in AEW. Everything he did was WWE based in AEW, from the promos to the symbolism of breaking down thrones to, you know,
the show.
Yeah, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was a WWE presentation in an AEW world. And they just soured on it because he didn't, when he presented it, that's not what he presented it as.
But what did everything really different in New Japan and Ring of Honor? Not much.
He didn't have Bernard the Business Bear with him.
Exactly. WWE and Ring of Honor. That's all that was. He did the same stuff in New Japan and Ring of Honor, but
he wasn't running the show.
So you're going to sit there and hate on him for doing the same character that he's been doing that you loved him for a couple years, and then he now runs the company and has to be different. How wasn't it different? He just said Bernard the Business Bear. It was the same shit. And yeah, I'm going to swear. I'm going to keep doing it.
We're never going to make money.
Almost three years we haven't made a profit, so why should we start now?
It takes time, Chris. It takes time. Stars aren't born overnight. Okay, you plant the seed, the flower grows. You got to water it. It takes time. You don't just plant the seed, wake up the next morning, and the freaking beanstalk is out there.
We're the top flight of podcasts. We have unlimited potential.
we've been 200 the past 3 years.
There you go. Jay tying it back into light skin, brothers.
Shoulders always on the mat.
I mean... yeah, thank you, Blake. I am trying to. I'm trying to cash in like a little more. Absolutely. So no, I don't think that they ruined the WWE being the jabroni of the week. They were in a lose-lose situation with that. It was going to be what it was.
So, do you think more people tune in?
People will tune in. People tune into the Rumble.
Yeah,
the
Rumble. But.
Yeah, yeah, like the Rumble is going to be the Rumble regardless.
Yeah, they tune in.
I'm interested to seeing what surprises they have now. If they're saying that they're happy with their surprises, what are they going to bring to the table now? But That's Monday.
Oh.
He's already been announced.
I mean, it's Mania season, so he's going to be on everything.
Yeah.
I mean, what's bigger than Cody?
The tribal chief,
the great one,
the tribal chief.
The tribal chief.
Can't think of Logan Paul. Okay.
One of them. I think he's one of them.
So he's supposed to, timeline wise, I don't think he'll be back for the Rumble.
Yeah, his knee. Yeah.
He's supposed to be wrestling Cena at WrestleMania.
He didn't have to have surgery, right? He just had to do rehab for his injuries.
Where's the theory?
He put off surgery, but you never, like, with an injury like that, if you don't get surgery, sometimes just doing the rehab makes it worse. Because you're not, you're just putting a Band-Aid over it. You're not actually fixing it.
But they don't have a movie to hype this year. Wasn't that the whole point of it, was hyping up the movie?
I've been waiting for Cena versus Theory.
Yeah, Logan might be canceled by then. I mean, we talked about that on Pro's show, in my opinion, with the crypto stuff and all that. No. I don't know, man. We'll see. The surprises. We'll get into all that next week for Rumble. Yep. When we do our predictions. And do that. We're working on doing something live during the week for that. So stay tuned. Make sure you subscribe. Check the bell so you get the notification. But Jabroni of the Week for me, I don't have one, and that's simply because I didn't watch anything. So, I don't really have anything outside of the world of pro wrestling. Nothing really caught my eye to put somebody up there, but. So is what it is with that. Anything else?
My Jabroni is a local brewery company who closed early for a Christmas party in January.
I forgot about that.
Wait.
It's why I don't have my drink of the week. We all went out for Sunday fun day. So we go to a place, a local brewery, eat, have drinks. We leave to go to the cigar bar. I'm like, okay, I'll pick up some beer for the drink of the week. When we come back, I go to pull on the door. Door says, sorry, we're closed by 4 p.m. for a Christmas party. This was last week.
Christmas party's still going on.
Yeah, that's
you are hot, boy. So when we're drinking Iron Brew next week.
Are we drinking Starry next week?
Yo, you bring Starry on the show last week. We're definitely losing money because
I've heard good things about Last of Us. Last of Us, I haven't watched it yet.
I'm gonna start that today.
I mean, actually, I do have a Jabroni of a week. Not because Nate brought up the Last of Us. I do have a Jabroni of the week. My Jabroni of the week is none other than Chris Jobes, who's sitting diagonally from me in the bottom right hand corner. Okay.
Forget.
This man just ruined friendship. I was all excited. I saw the news that broke, the rumors out there that Cobra Kai season 6 is coming back and it's going to get a December premiere. And just looking forward to it. Back around my birthday, it's going to be great. That's September of season 5. Just mushed it for me, even though the series was great. The season was great. Just mushed it watching it in September. So I'm all excited. I'm talking to my niece about it at my brother-in-law's birthday. She's super into Cobra Kai. We're going back. We're talking about what's going to happen. Super excited. And then this Jabroni texts over in the group chat, hey, season 6 is going to be the last for Cobra Kai. It's done after that. Thank you for breaking my heart.
So you're the dude that just reads the headline and doesn't read the story.
Thank you for ruining one of the few things that I have in my life that brings me enjoyment to a level that I don't often get because I'm married with kids, and that's a whole other issue. But you – yep, that's exactly what he did, Ty. Exactly what he did. He Chappelle Rick James me. Season 6 in the movie.
The movie won't tie in, though.
Community. Yeah, the movie's supposed to come out, but yeah, not tie in.
So, yeah. Netflix, Cobra Kai, the end is near. I can't be too bad. I can't be too mad about it because initially they said they were going 6 seasons. but nothing spoiler indicated alert. that was actually going to be the case.
Yeah, true.
They told me 6 seasons, but I thought they were going to do 7.
But thank you for being a jabroni and ruining my enjoyment. Normally, my wife ruins my enjoyment. You decided to pick up that flag.
That's what I'm here for, man. Hey, like I said, every headline I saw yesterday was Cobra Kai ending with season 6. And just like, okay, Steve saw the one headline that just said Cobra Kai season 6 coming.
So that's a dumb bunch calling for the day.
All right. Anybody got any other topics in the world of pro wrestling?
No.
No.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning to episode 119 of the Dumb Marks Podcast. This was your first episode. Welcome. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope that you keep tuning in. If you're a recurring listener, make sure that you tune in every week and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. Keep in touch in the comments, social media, or email us at dumbmarkspod@gmail.com. If you're watching us on social media accounts right now, make sure to like, subscribe, share on all of our accounts and keep the conversation going. And as always, you got to plug that merch. We got that new logo t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/dumbmarkspod. I know that's a lot of info to take in, but head over to dumbmarkspod.com for all the links and more. Anything else, guys? I think you just found your podcast.
But spoiler alert. Spoiler alert with Taekwon. He's just dropping spoilers after spoilers for the most obvious thing.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, with that being said, I had a couple of different quotes of the week this week to lead off with. But before I get to that, one other thing, I don't know if you guys saw this, but I wanted to bring it up as a great salute.
Thanks, Nate.
Did you see, you remember the meme years ago about the little kid with the Popeyes chicken sandwich? So
use that quite often.
Right? He is now a offensive lineman at Lake Erie College. It's a Division II school. His name is DeErnest Cullen. Popeye signed him to an NIL deal.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
So all these years later, he didn't make no money off that meme, became an international star off of that meme, and he gets to finally cash in on that and get some money. So salute to him. Salute to Popeyes for doing the right thing there, breaking off the kid, giving him some money there. But for my quote of the week this week, goes back to kind of how I brought up at the beginning of the show. You guys, I can't take you guys. I'm trying to wrap up the show with a nice positive message, and all you are doing is laughing at Taekwon in the comments.
It's Taekwon, you better.
Taekwon, you should see how the name is spelled. Okay, that just adds on to.
I'm sure it's an apostrophe.
The label of the name.
Dawn's almost in tears over there.
Yeah. So based off of how I opened the show and that talking about my struggle last week, I just want to say this. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over the other. The greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over the other. Stay positive. Don't dwell on the negative. If you need somebody, reach out. hit me up. I'm here. Even if I don't know you, I've been through it, gone through it. DMs are always open, especially Jason's, for all you women out there that like brothers with beards.
I hate it.
Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Amar Gura, Mark Telemark, and y'all can catch us around the way.